Prinašamo nove malhe neposlušljivega in nove malhe vzajemno dopadljivega, vse seveda le v zajtrku avantgarde na Radiu Študent.
Audio Arts Cassettes je bila britanska zvočna revija objavljena na kasetah, kjer ste lahko slišali intervjuje z različnimi sodobnimi ustvarjalci, zvočne nastope in sound art. Ustanovitelj revije, ustanovljena je bila leta 1973, je britanski kipar William Furlong in je na začetku izdajal predvsem intervjuje, ker je te dolge in razlečene skupke besed štev pod označevalce konceptualne umetnosti. Intervjuvanci so bili denimo Andy Warhol, Anish Kapoor, Joseph Beuys, njega bomo slišali tudi danes, Nam June Paik in ostali. Kmalu so se intervjujem pridružila še ostala sredstva zvočne umetnosti, denimo live posnetki parodiranja No Wave bandov. To je bila takratna sodobna glasbena scena in zvočno umetniške ekshibicije, denimo Vita Konija in tako dalje.
William Furlong pripada generaciji britanskih umetnikov, ki so svojo tradicionalno umetnost počasi, predvsem s pomočjo novih medijev in poceni materialov, spreminjali v konceptualno. Pod takšen pojem pa spadajo tudi kasete, na katerih je revija Audio Arts Cassettes izhajala. Njihova prednost je, da jih je lahko presnemavati in da je poštnina majhna. Poleg Furlongove ideje intervjujev kot konceptualne umetnosti pa je imel isti človek tudi idejo, da gre pri kaseti za organsko skulpturo v sami sebi. Zato torej kasetke.
Danes bomo slišali Lorenza Weinerja, Vita Akonija z začetnimi psi, izsek intervjuja z Josefom Beuysem, Dieterja Rotha z orglicami in Anti-Music. Poslušajmo.
An object tossed from one country to another. What object and which countries?
An object and most feasible for tossing would be two countries that butt on each other.
Why should an object be tossed from one country to another?
Not to fall into the habit of answering questions with questions. Why not? Movement is a sculptural procedure. Movement is a sculptural
not needed
fact.
Justification of the existence
sculpture
of art.
Sculpture deals with objects. Placement and the movement of one object from one place to another is a legitimate sculptural fact.
Some form of social unease
is that statement
art is an intention
or a description?
It's an empirical reality. An object tossed from one country to another.
We are to believe that no other action is necessary other than the object of language as you've expressed it, or as I've expressed it, and as you defined it in text.
if it's possible without confusing the issue by relying upon documentation and relying upon illustration to convey the same information by physically tossing one object from one country to another.
Within the presentation, art
could
is
the
accepted
language
in society. The acceptance of the
need
for this
Yes, of course. It would be a different world.
Induced within a body of water. Would it be important to experience this? Or rather, how should one experience this?
One does experience it by the use of language, when one would experience this in a more physical sense, one would translate it into one's head into language.
How crucial is it that a different person can hear the
that the things have to be done. And we see that the government cannot use more things and cannot give out his knowledge. And the specialists and faculties, too, are not able to do it. Then we must find people, must really collect people who are who have already a bit of this ability. And people who are interested to reach it, this must be the first step. And we have to care that we find as soon as possible, a quantity as possible of people who are propagating this idea, to informating about this new way to go, about the necessity to go this way, because there is no other way to go. The established systems in the world are well known. There are only two in the principle. The Western private capitalistic system and the Eastern communistic system with the Politburo in the principle of one political party dictatorship. Both sides are special owners of means of production. In the West, the private owners of the means of production. There, the other private owner, the Politburo, as a private owner. In the principle, that's the same thing. The same thing. There's a special difference that that in the Eastern countries, mayor the lack is that there is not individual freedom. And there is a difference in the Western private countries, there's not enough possibility for brotherhood in economics. Because here still existing a rest of freedom. Yes. For instance, I can't speak about a revolutionary model now. I could not do it in Russia. Here I can do it. But because why I can do it is not a result of the politicians, it is a result from tradition. It stems from the bourgeois revolution, the French Revolution, with her ideals, freedom, equality, brotherhood. There's a bit of heritage here, yes? I need now the heritage possibility. It's not the result of the politicians. The politicians will care that in the future will be no more freedom. They will make this rest of freedom from heritage. They will destroy it too. Yes, they will then come to a very worldwide economical fascistic system without freedom, without equal laws, and without socialism in economics. And therefore it is necessary to start with this very intensively.
To je to za danes. Zajtrk je zmrznul, v kockah pa ga je jedel Andrej.
Oh,